As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here in prayer before you? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Refuge, faith, courage, peace. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to the revelation for day 36 of our journey with Julian. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Our Lord very humbly revealed words to me, without voice and without opening of lips, just as he had done before, and said very sweetly, "Know it well, it was no hallucination which you saw today, but accept and believe it, and hold firmly to it, and comfort yourself with it, and trust in it, and you will not be overcome." And these words, "You will not be overcome," were said very insistently and strongly, for certainty and strength against every tribulation which may come. He did not say, "You will not be troubled, you will not be belaboured, you will not be disquieted," but he said, "You will not be overcome." I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 10, and Psalm 143, verses 3 and 9. And as I read through the scripture slowly and attentively, I notice, what new word or phrase catches my attention? I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For the enemy has pursued me, crushing my life to the ground, making me sit in darkness like those long dead. Save me, O Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. I reflect on the new word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. being still in God. Feeling His love enfold me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.